From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Since President Obama announced his deferred action plan for immigrants brought to the country illegally as children, more than 355,000 young illegal immigrants have gotten permission to work in the U.S. And as Craig LaMalt of member station WSHU reports, many states have begun issuing them driver's licenses.
Lucas Codignola's hands are shaking as he waits online at the Bridgeport, Connecticut DMV for his turn to take the road test.
I don't know if it's the nerves or excitement, you know?
The 22-year-old's family emigrated from Brazil when he was just 9. When he turned 16 and wanted to get his driver's license, his parents sat him down and told him the truth. He was in this country illegally. He says initially he lied to his friends about why he couldn't drive. But then as he got older, driving became necessary.
I had to drive because I had a job. I had to go to school, and there was no way for me to rely on my parents to take me everywhere.
He says his friends gave him a hard time for always driving slowly, but he was petrified of being pulled over.
Not putting your signals on or whatever, and that could lead to being an immigration problem.
Last summer, President Obama announced a new federal immigration policy for young people like Codignola who were brought to this country before they turned 16. If they're in school or have a high school diploma and meet other requirements, they're allowed to stay in the U.S. for at least 2 years and get working papers. And now many states like Connecticut are allowing immigrants with this new designation to get driver's licenses.
This road test is going to take about 20 minutes or so.
Codignola sits behind the wheel of a Chrysler Voyager.
Take your time. Don't rush through the test.
Okay,
now how
definitely.
Fast you go, let you do it right.
Okay, okay. Yeah, right. Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
The National Immigration Law Center, which advocates for immigrant rights, says at least 30 states are now offering licenses to this group. Attorney Tanya Broder with the center says access to driver's licenses is a matter of state law.
But the way that most state laws are written is that as long as somebody is authorized by federal law to be present in the United States, then they are eligible for a driver's license.
Some states, though, have decided that the people in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program don't qualify. Matthew Benson is a spokesman for Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
It wasn't approved through Congress. It's represented nowhere in the law. And for that reason, we believe that these individuals don't qualify for a driver's license in the state of Arizona.
Like most states, Arizona does offer licenses to some immigrants who qualify for other deferred action programs, including victims of domestic abuse and political refugees. But Benson says President Obama's new program for young people is different. The federal agency that oversees lawful immigration sees things differently. Chris Bentley is a press secretary for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
The relief an individual receives through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals process is the same for immigration purposes as that obtained by any other person who receives deferred action.
The National Immigration Law Center has filed legal challenges over the issue in Arizona and Michigan. Even in states like Connecticut, officials aren't just giving away licenses. Lucas Codignola still has to pass his road test. He pulls the Chrysler back up to the DMV. He made a couple of mistakes, but not enough to fail.
Okay, so you still pass. You're going to go inside now and get your license.
Awesome.
Okay.
Back inside the DMV, there's paperwork, paying a fee, and a photo. And then it's handed to him.
All set? Okay. Oh, okay, you got my license.
He grips it in both hands and just stares at it for a while.
See, I'm a little speechless.
Codignola says it's more than just the ability to drive without looking over his shoulder for police. Having a license in the U.S. means having an identity. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMalt in Fairfield, Connecticut.